This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
All right, we got some wheels turning. Episode number 27. What's going on, everybody? Unkillable, how have you been? It's been a little while. I wanted some stuff to break before we jump back into it. Jets got their quarterback, Justin Fields. Now, I like it. That's the first reaction. He was always on my list. I think it makes sense. You know, I think what this represents here, this is the biggest takeaway for me. This represents a shift, and I think a smart one, in perception. I don't want to say, well, also a little bit on the philosophical side, but certainly from a perception perspective. If you remember, I think it was the last pod or maybe the one before that, but one of the things that I was saying about Aaron, who I love the hire, love how he's projected, love what he said, love his energy, think he's going to be really good. Now we just got to go out there and do it. But I was trying to, you know, little caution here. And all right, let's not guns a-blazing. Like, for once, can we take the side door? You know, it's usually, all right, Jets are a hard, they hire Rex and not kissing Belichick's rings. And Jets are on Hard Knocks. And, well, the Jets need a quarterback because they've got a really good roster. Let's get Rodgers. Super Bowl. Like, it's always from zero to a million, and it never works out. I like this. So, I know why Aaron was projecting, because he said several times, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. Which sounds good now, but you're not ready to win. And I wanted Aaron to, I want him to get a really fair shake. I want all things to be considered even. And I think, though, it's not really what you say, it's what you do. And I think by doing this, I think it's pretty obvious that they're doing what I think that they should be doing. And that is, rather than going after, you know, a quarterback like a Kirk Cousins or a Garoppolo or, God forbid, a Marcus Mariota, which we heard, which would inspire nothing, go out there and get a young buck who's in his mid-20s, who's played a lot of football, some interesting, some a little bit all over the map here, and bring that young man in, who, by the way, has ties to the locker room and not only Garrett Wilson, but also Jeremy Ruckert, and hope that that young energy transforms a locker room that's been beaten down for a while. So, you know, I look at this and there's still a lot of things they need to do. I know that they got a cornerback today from the Ravens. I think Thursday I'll do something where I do more of an all-encompassing free agent reaction. I want the Jets to do some more stuff. I want some more pieces to break. Tonight I want to focus primarily on the quarterback spot. But they do obviously need to get a safety. They need to get a wide receiver. They need to get one more offensive lineman. They might think that they need to get a tight end possible. But what this does now, and hopefully that I am hoping Fields can unlock Ruckert a bit, but what this does is I think it gives the Jets fans not that this means anything necessarily in week one, but it gives you a little juice. It gives you a little injection of energy and of life. Like, there's nothing worse than being the fan of a football team where your starting quarterback is washed. Now, it's one thing, and listen, I don't think Rodgers is washed, but I don't mean washed where like a legend is washed. I mean like a good quarterback who is borderline washed, more like a Kirk Cousins or a Jimmy G type like that, or much lesser, lower level Mariota. You know, to me, the intrigue with Justin Fields is worth a shot. Now, I know the tape is, you get a little bit of everything. You get some massive splash plays. You get some, certainly early, some confounding mistakes. But guys, think about this. Aaron Glenn, all right, coached in the NFC North against Justin Fields a little bit. And, you know, don't you think that he knows what's on film? Don't you think that he knows what he's getting himself into? I would much rather introduce this young man and see what he's got. And obviously you have Tyrod Taylor there. I don't think you make this an open competition. If Fields is horrendous during camp, well, it's going to be a long season because I don't think Tyrod's at this point going to win you a lot of games. But I think it does provide a little jolt of enthusiasm because he is young. And with youth, there's intrigue. And with there's intrigue, there's excitement. The other thing I think it really does from a football philosophy perspective, I think it resets and tells us right now who Aaron Glenn is trying to make these Jets into. I think the Jets are going to run the shit out of the football this year. I think they're going to look to shove it down teams' throats. They've got definitely two really good running backs. They might have a third. Now, I think what you do is early on, as you try to foster this culture and, you know, create a threat of energy that eventually converts into winning, right? You do that by trying to steal a couple of wins. And I don't really think you steal a couple of wins by, I'm not saying you couldn't do it with an upgrade here or there, but, and fewer penalties, but I don't know that the prudent route would be to try to throw it 35, 38 times and have Garrett, have Devontae. You know, it just seems a little ass backwards at this point. I think the thought of becoming more reliant on the run, having a better split, certainly more equitable. And that's going to tie in their ability to, when they do run to start the game, to run with success. And then obviously this ties into the defense not getting their doors blown off. So you're not down 30-6 or 21-3 too often where you've got to abandon the run. I mean, really, when you look at this, the other options, there weren't many out there. They were never going to give Sam Darnold the money. And I never espoused for them to do that. I never thought they would. I never wanted them to. You know, it was always of the, all right, if they're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, what's the most plausible route to, you know, give me something to watch that is remotely entertaining and that has some untapped upside. And I think when you look at it, you factor in the money, you factor in the juice that Justin Fields brings as an athlete, some familiarity with some players on the team that I said before, I think it's a pretty good solution. Now, the next thing is this opens up a lot of options again at number seven. Now, let's say we're doing a pod and that we still don't know who the Jets quarterback is, right? So they didn't just sign Justin Fields' 2-year deal. The options would kind of remain the same. Well, you could try to scoot up to number one and get Cam Ward, who they were rumored to a little bit. I think that's off the table now. They could have sat at seven. And the way some of the winds have been blowing, and they very well might sit at seven, you know, if they like Shedeur Sanders but don't love him enough to go up and move him, but deem him interesting enough, maybe 2 years of Fields and Sanders watching a little bit, although I don't think they'll do this. It's not off the table. What it does do, there's really four things. There's two other things. Now it opens them up to best available, which is always an option in the draft. And the other thing that they could do, if they want to, you know, think about this. If you want to find the quarterback, doesn't it make sense to have strength in numbers? So you give the football to Fields, and whether it's Dart or if it's Sanders at seven, or you trade out and you get another quarterback again, which I kind of don't think that they will do that. I don't think, but you never know. And now they're not forced into doing something that they don't love. And that's the problem. Like, just to bring the Giants into and for a moment, like, the Giants now have a spoken edict from their owner. All right, we got to start winning. I won't, you know, we're not going to tolerate this 3-win nonsense anymore. So one of the criticisms that I've levied toward the Giants, I don't think that they've empowered their decision makers enough to operate with a, by the way, why is this so high? Hold on. There we go. To operate. That was bothering me. That's Evan's fault, Ev. To operate, I'm just kidding, to operate with a clear vision, because they're not, you know, they're not tempting fate. Like, when you have to do something or you've got to find something, your mind can play tricks on you. And the Giants need to find the quarterback, which is why they wanted Stafford and they didn't get him. They took a massive swing, which is why they very well, you know, might take Sanders, or maybe mess around and try to get Cam Ward or do something else. So the Giants, their heads, they got to be spinning, because there's no real perfect option. Even Stafford at that age for $50 million, it would have been good. It would have been better. And it was a move that I supported the Giants doing, you know, on the Fan. I thought that would be good for them. They weren't going to win a Super Bowl that way. So now they miss out on him. And now it's like, you've got these two or three other iterations, and you've got to find a way to make it work. It's a pressure point that clouds judgment. What I like about the Jets situation, because it's not some, you know, aging retread like Mariota or Garoppolo, where the fans are going to be like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are we doing? It gives them, and you don't make decisions based on what the fans are thinking. But I think there's a slight calculation on that, provided you like the player. And now, at least on draft night and throughout the entire draft process, the Jets can sit there with an open mind and on a loose level. I'm not saying that they're sitting there saying, well, we've got our guy. But it's certainly a step beyond, we don't really believe in this guy, but we need somebody, like other teams are going to start doing soon. Trust me, Justin Fields had appeal to several teams in the NFL. So I commend the Jets for having a pretty clear vision and for pouncing on it and not getting irresponsible with the money or the years. So they provide themselves with some early financial solvency as they get away eventually from the Rodgers dead money. And now the quarterback room's fairly expensive. You got Fields making 20. And Tyrod, I believe, is at 5 or 6, and whatever, you know, the money that you obviously have to disperse over probably the second year, they'll punt to it and split that with Rodgers. That's a lot of money for maybe a slightly above average quarterback. But I think it really taps into their mindset of they are preparing to play a very different way. It wouldn't surprise me if they try to replicate Rex's style from, you know, 2010, 2011, 29, 2010, 2011, or, you know, the first couple of years of Rex when it was really good, and have a lights out defense and run the football. The difference is that Mark Sanchez was not running. Now, he wasn't stuck in concrete, but he wasn't making people miss in the open field. You know, I promise you, if Justin Fields is healthy and Justin Fields plays most of the games, Justin Fields is going to have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not saying he's going to house them all, but I promise you 20, 30, 40-yard runs where he gashes people and he's into the third level and he cuts and he puts a move on somebody. He will house a few of those. And if you can do that, right? If you could do that and kind of conserve the clock a little bit and where you maximize each possession, what do you get? You know, it depends on the day, but 9 or 10 different series from an offensive perspective, and cut down the penalties and force some turnovers a little bit. Now you've at least got a template to compete, okay? You've got the makings of a team that is going to be in a lot of games, which means you got to solve the kicking situation. Once again, it's nothing, so that's a problem. But I really do like it. I think that you're going to see an energetic Glenn. I think you're going to see a feisty, fiery, athletic Justin Fields. And I myself don't see the need to, you know, go big swinging for another big name wide receiver. I think that right now that day's over. I don't know that you need two massive receivers like the Wilson and Devontae Adams experiment. I don't think you need that. I'd prefer, you know, let's say over the course of, I'm just throwing out a number here. Let's say 60 snaps, right? And of those 60, let's say Fields throws it between 22 to 25, all right? And then he runs it another 6 to 8. Now that's basically 30 where he's trying to do something with his feet or with his arm half the time. And not of all the half are they throws. Now you start splitting the number a little bit with a couple of running backs who are really interesting. And if they could get that, I know there's a lot of variables here. They've got to get another lineman on the right side. But if they can do that and they could find somebody like that, now I think this is maybe where you, if this is the right duo, why can't you find a tight end in round 3 or maybe earlier who, you know, for once the Jets actually have a tight end that other teams fear. And shit, man, I mean, from a defensive perspective, if you're terrified about, you know, Fields tucking it and running, well, once you react to him running, now you got a little, throw it against the grain, you got play action. Oh, wow, linebacker's here, boom, down the seam, tight end wide open. It's going to look very different. It's going to look different. Now, the ability for Justin Fields to, at this stage of his career, manipulate the game with his mind, it's not there now, and I don't know that it will ever be there. Now, he's not Jameis Winston sloppy, but he's still prone to a couple of mistakes. That's fine. Coach him up. Coach it out of him. Coach it out of him. Like, when I hear, and this happened when I got off the air today, so I didn't even have a reaction on the fan yet. If we would have, and we'll do this tomorrow, if we were to take calls, like say if it broke at 10:10 and the first 2 hours, well, we'd have to get the Garrett call. Oh, God. Oh, what a miserable fucking spring for the Yankees. Can he just get to opening day already? My God. But if Fields was the main topic, right, I would guess, let me see how well I know my Jet brethren. I think I know you guys pretty well. I would say for every 10 calls we took, I would say 3 absolutely loathe the move. They detest it. They can't stand it. Completely against it. I would say 5 like it. Like, strong, good move, solid. And then I think the other 2 would be more favorable than not. I think that this is a move that should be fairly, I'm not saying over the top, fairly well received by Jet fans. And for those of you who are contrary to that, which I respect, I want to know what you would have done.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just 1 click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, Ev, let me pull you in for a sec. Now, you and I both like Fields.
Yeah.
You brought him up on the last pod. I brought him up before. We have both viewed him as highly viable. Let's say tonight, Justin Fields is a Giant, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What's the move that's going to make – I'm not saying there are none.
But yeah.
What's the move that would make Jet fans feel the way they feel tonight, which I think is fairly good?
Yeah, I know. It's because it's a weird class, right? Because it's like you got the young guys like the Justin Fields, which is the guy which I've wanted the entire time. But there's a lot of like weird – like when they first were saying if the Jets were to miss out on Fields and he re-signs with the Steelers – the two names that popped out were Wentz and Mariota.
Oh, God almighty.
If you're comparing those two to Justin Fields, I would take Justin Fields 900 times out of 10, you know?
Me too.
Like, it's just that was a crazy comparison. And then the other names you're going down, it's like, obviously, Geno, I don't think anybody thought he was going to be traded, so that would have not been, and that would have been a retread. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's getting paid a shit ton, and you don't really necessarily know if he'd be anything, and you've already had him here. Russell Wilson, it's like he had a good year, but it's kind of know exactly that guy's shit, you know?
No. So, what about Daniel Jones?
Jameis Winston, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
That's the point.
So, no, yeah.
That's
so
the
it's
point.
Like you run down the list and you're like, out of the most intriguing, like we might get the best, but we might get the worst. I take my chances on Fields than most of these guys.
I totally agree. I think that's a really good way to look at it. I think most sensible Jet fans now. Let's face it, for every 1,000 Jet fans, there's a couple of hundred who think no matter what, we're doomed, we're cooked, we're fucked, it's never going to work out, it's over. I don't know what to tell those people. You've got to bake in a couple of things. Number one, does this enable you to play a couple of different styles? The answer is yes. Number two, is there some theoretical upside? Absolutely. There is none with Carson Wentz or most of the other names we ripped through. So with Justin Fields at age 26, yes, there is.
Yep.
And the Jets have never had this kind of an athlete at the quarterback spot. So that alone is intriguing. And then the third component here, well, there's really three A and 3B. The money that's guaranteed, is it doable? Like, is it? Yeah. And I'm fine with it. When you look at the quarterback, first of all, the cap went up $22 million. And we know that most quarterbacks are making $40, $45, $48, $50 million. So I'm fine with the money. And then the subset to the third part, in addition to the money, the length of commitment. If it doesn't work out, it's 2 years.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And it's just like when, like you were saying earlier, and I was kind of thinking about different things, but it's like if you're going to get a bridge guy, I'd much rather get a bridge guy like a Justin Fields, where it's like if you need a guy to sit behind him, let's say they end up drafting one of these guys or one of them falls to them.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Justin Fields for 1 or 2 years. Then, like the Patriots last year, where it's like, we're going to run out Jacoby Brissett, or the Colts this year, where it's like, you know, Richardson's struggling a little bit. Let's put Joe Flacco in there. And obviously, I know he was coming off a good year, but it was just like, I'd much rather have a young guy where it's like, it might give us some excitement for 1 or 2 years as compared to just a guy where you're like, oh, God, dude, this is the bridge guy we're putting in here. This is the guy that our future is going to have to learn under, you know?
It's going to be nice to watch a Jets quarterback run around a little bit here. You know, Vinny didn't move. Chad didn't move. You know, at the end, Favre, he could extend to play, but he wasn't going to really run. Same with Rodgers. You know, Mark Sanchez couldn't move. You know, Fitzpatrick can move a little bit. You know, Fiedler. I mean, just throwing names out here. Good God almighty, jeez.
Yeah.
McCown can move, but he really didn't play a whole lot. You know, Zach could move, but he really didn't use his legs because his head was swimming. Yeah. Darnold kind of ran like a linebacker. He had a couple runs where, you know, I remember the Denver game. He trucked somebody on the third level. He just crushed him. But this is a guy with legitimate wiggle snap to snap. And I think that's the way you steal a couple of first downs. And if you could steal a couple of the first downs, you could steal a couple of points. And shit, if you could steal a couple of points, you could steal a game or two. So the like this also tells me, let me get into a state of the league now. What this tells me here is that, you know, look at what the other teams are doing. Like the Giants, who were picking third, wanted Stafford in the worst possible way. Up until the Carter injury news, and that still might not dissuade them from taking him, but there was a thought the Titans would take Carter, okay? The Browns just signed a quarterback. So all these, the Raiders just traded for a quarterback, Geno. So all these teams that need quarterbacks here, none of them seem to be putting their eggs in the quarterback basket pertaining to the NFL draft this year. So now that we get to this point, it tells you that, all right, I know it's subjective that I can see somebody's a future star and you could think he's a dud. But generally, when there's so many teams kind of seeing the same thing, which is what they're seeing based on the moves that they're making, tells me, all right, should Sanders ain't it? And to move up from where the Jets are and from where the Raiders were at six to get to one, to what it's going to take to take Cam Ward, who's also not a given, yeah, it's probably not a risk worth exploring. Now, one more thing. I still think that, boy, I'm still inclined to think the Jets could trade out of seven. I really am. I am. And I'm intrigued by that. If it's, oh, man. Let's just say Sanders is sitting there at seven.
Yeah.
If he's sitting there at seven, because he's dropping, what are we doing at seven? If he's there, what do we do?
I know. That's.
I know you got to answer the phone.
Yeah.
You got to answer the phone.
Definitely got to answer the phone.
Do you consider drafting him? I don't want Shador Sanders.
I know. Because it's like you're bringing in a Justin Fields and you're like, this could be the, because next year is, they claim, is going to be like a really, really good quarterback year.
Yep. Because
you got Arch Manning and you got a couple of these other guys. I think the guy Nico from Tennessee is also going to be in that class. So you got a ton of really good quarterbacks. So it's like, are you going to waste your time with Shador Sanders? And obviously, you know, the circus that comes with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have that pick, or are you going to try to, you know, leverage it for a team that might just be like, ah, shit, we struck out on all the halfway decent quarterbacks in free agency, and maybe we want to just go up and get them for cheaper.
So. Yeah, and now there's also the thought, and I tend to agree with you, but there's also the thought, well, yeah, if you haven't found the quarterback for 30, 40 years, maybe you just start doing it in volume. And then when one of them pops, like the Falcons did that, they found their guy in Penix. So I don't think they'll do that. But I wouldn't rule it out. I think the Jets are – now, if the Jets didn't get Fields, all right, if you went somewhere else and it's one of the options that was not very appealing to both you and I, now I don't think the Jets have any real power position, because now they're probably further incentivized to trade up for a quarterback that they like but don't love, and we see where that's gotten them in the past, right?
Yep.
Now, at least there's a settled feeling, to an extent, in Florham Park, we got a guy – we like him. We don't know if we love him, but we're interested. And we're going to date him for a couple of years, coach him up. We're going to be fast. We're going to run. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to be dynamic. And, you know, if what the real power move might be is to trade out of seven and maybe collect another one for next year in the event that you want to trade up. If Fields, even if Fields is good, but not great, now you've got two number ones you can maybe package to scoot up to the top of the draft. That's what the good franchises do. And you know this. It's not just this year. You've got to look at who's coming out next year. You've got to look at finances. Now, that's a lot to ask of a first-year general manager in Muji.
Yep.
You know, there's a reason why, like, the Ravens, for all those years with Ozzie, they would get it right. And some of these teams that are always good, the Packers, there's continuity. So I'm not saying that I expect Muji to, you know, crush a grand slam like that out of the park, but it's on the table, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And then even you were saying about the tight end before, I've seen the one name I've seen connected is that Penn State tight end, State. Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that they missed out on Brock Bowers last year, and granted, Fashion, who's been pretty good. So, you know, maybe you could just, it's kind of like you're going to have to find out a couple more years down the road who really stays healthy and who stays good.
Yep.
But I mean, if Warren is what you think he might be, and you want to just have, you know, Garrett Wilson obviously reconnected with Ohio State with Fields, and then have Tyler Warren over the top, and then not worry about getting, you know, like a Cup or any of those guys that come on the board, I think that might be, you know, another decent move. So.
Yeah, I'm very interested here. You know, DJ Reed, no surprise, he's gone. And he didn't play as well last year. He was hurt a little bit, so I'm fine with that. Listen, they're Sherwood, I'm happy they retained him. Big money, but he's got to stay. And now they've got to resolve, you know, they've got to figure out what's going on with Garrett. They got to figure out what they want to do with Sauce, lesser extent, Vera Tucker, Breece Hall. Like, the Jets are certainly know this. They're not bereft of talent. And seemingly for the first time, they're not bereft of plan. Like, as much as I was excited about when they got Rodgers, a Hail Mary, hey, Hall of Famer, we never have this except Favre. You know, so I'm not trying to misrepresent how I felt in the past. I was excited. I still thought Rodgers guy. Who the hell knew he was going to get fucking hurt the first snap? Basic first series. Nobody knew that. But this seems more strategic. it seems more like it's not just, wow, we are drowning and we are trying to save everybody's job. Hopefully the Messiah Rodgers can save us here. And if he doesn't, we're fucked. Yeah. It's more like, all right, you see where we're going. Incremental progress, get a little compete in the building, get a little juice in the building, get a little young, you know, the kind of player the Jets really never have calling signals. It's always like an older, slower, just, you know what they have. I mean, it's why we're sitting here, dude, with the seventh pick again, coming off the season that we had. So all in all, I'm pretty pumped. I am pretty excited about the Justin Fields stuff. I'm good.
No, yeah, I really like it. And it's also, it's one of those things where it's like the people that might be down in it, it's like sometimes you got to start with hitting the doubles and then, you know, scoring a couple runs instead of being like, all right, we got to swing for the fence. Okay, it didn't work out. We got to swing for the fence again. Sometimes you got to just start doing it, doing it the old-fashioned way and getting it.
Attaboy, Ev. I love it. Positivity. Hey, listen, you know, if you guys think that no matter what they do, it's the, I really don't know what to tell you, except that I feel sorry for you that like, it's been my fate up until this point, but that doesn't mean I'm signing up for it terminally. I mean, like, you know, I'm going to go down kicking and screaming. And to me, every year represents change. Every year represents a possibility. Now, once the season starts, if Justin Fields is throwing, you know, two picks a game, I'm going to light him up. I'm going to go nuts. But right now, reacting to one of their, well, their first big move, well, the first big move was not bringing back Rodgers. Their first proactive incoming move, like it. I think you guys should like it as well. Hopefully the next couple of days yield some good names. The thing about free agency gets a little tricky. We all want the splash. We want the receiver, want the defensive end. Oh, trade for Reddick and do this. Come on. We've seen where this gets us. Go for reinforcements. Get some depth in the third level. You know, get they know what they need to do. They know that, listen, the four positions, I said it before, even though they got a corner today, probably one more corner, a safety, definitely a receiver, probably a tight end, unless they really like Ruckert and they think that this can open things up a little bit, whatever. But at least there seems to be a roadmap to us, an early roadmap to us sitting there and at least getting hopefully competitive, but I think at the very least exciting, modern, current football. All right. Rather than hoping, you know, a 40-year-old can save us and it never works. So episode 27 in the books. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you catch me every day on the Fan Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 with Sal. I'll be back either Thursday or Friday. I got to see what happens with the free agency. All in all, good start. I like it. Muji, Glenn, I think you did good. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.